what's the word on Brad Hill, Hal?
Yes, which I was on 7 News, and early on, was it Tuesday night in that segment, I said, we're really lucky it wasn't an ACL. So typically when you do an ACL, you tear the ACL, bones come together and they can bruise the surfaces. So he's sorer than we would have liked. He felt ready to run, ready to go. He said, I'm playing this week. And he ran, it was a bit sore. So that's just feedback. It's going to take, it can be uncertain with that sort of level of bone bruising, how long it can take. So we're still optimistic. It could be next week. But if it's the week after, we think we've shied away from 12 months and been really lucky. And he's really vibrant. He wants to get going. So it's going to take a little while to settle down. But there's nothing you can do to speed it up. There's nothing you can do. So, yeah.
So it's kind of a suck it. So you just try him every week. And if he gets sore...
Yeah, we'll back him off. He ran. I just got a little bit sore. He was confident. He said, I'm playing this week, coach. So we've kept him off legs. He's so fit, so fitness won't be a concern. But they're so important, Brad and Ed, to our long run, that we're pretty keen to have him back. But we've been managing without him, and that's what good clubs do. We've been playing some pretty good footy and running quite well. So he'll just be a bonus when he comes back. But there's no definitive. It was a long term, we knew that, would tell you. So... but I said that Tuesday night on Channel 7. There's no surprises there.
Bone bruising can draw out, though, can't it? I saw Drew Banfield miss 18 weeks once with bone bruising.
Is that what Drew had? He's a pretty good player, Drew. Tough tagger. I think he was a left footer. Yeah, it can. But we're hopeful. The scans are so advanced from 20 years ago. They maybe hung a fish over you back then. But we think it's pretty good and should come to hand. But you're right. It's a suck and see approach.
Langdon?
We think he'll play. We've got a tough decision to make to look at it. Clearly, the weather forecast was for heavy rain, but I had a look today, 24 and sunny. So maybe that might change because there's speculation, are we going to go tall because they're a bit shorter in the front half? I don't like to change. I like to back our defenders in, but we'll have a look at that based on the conditions as well.
Ross Adam Simpson said earlier in the week he had a few concerns over the surface of Optus. Yeah. Do you share those at all?
Well, again, I think you'd probably be aware, but I made comments earlier in the week. It's in the acceptable range of the AFL. So there's an official tester and there's Clegg Hammers and they do a number of spots. So there's a fair range and there's an upper end and a lower end. And Domain used to really sit at the lower end of that reading. So relative to Domain, it is a bit harder, but it sits in with the acceptable level. And then it's got softer each week off because they had concert and the cricket. So they're quite... hard surfaces. So it's a work in progress. It's acceptable. We're handling it quite well, but we've been on there less because they couldn't train at Domain, is my understanding. They were training there more consistently and then playing. So therefore, if you're on it more, you're going to feel it more. Whereas we've only trained there 3 times. We're basically trained here. And it's a bit like Etihad. You adapt. So it's sort of different circumstances, but we feel... that it's getting there, and it will take a time. So they do some coring. There's plenty of stuff they can do. So I can't speak for them, but I know there's different circumstances and hence maybe the differing views.
Connor Blakely said yesterday you'd reviewed the game against GWS. Yeah. And looked at a few things that you thought you could do a lot better.
Yeah.
What in particular do you think?
Well, the obvious one is connection inside 50. You know, so the previous 2 weeks we'd had the same amount of entries, basically 56, and they run really well, GWS. They're enormous A-grade athletes, and we didn't quite match their run back in. And just some composure on entry when you're outnumbered, maybe just holding it. It might only be 2 seconds, but it gives you a chance to equalise the numbers. So that was the main thing. We moved the ball out well. They probably, in the conditions, had too many uncontested marks. We're playing the Bulldogs this week that are really high uncontested marks. They're really controlling the ball, so we'll have to get up on them and try and close space. So those were the two main things: connection inside 50 and probably closing down space a little bit earlier.
Sandilands Ross, at any stage do you have to rest him, or are you happy with his progress over?
Yeah, and I think the term now is manage.
Yeah.
Manage.
Yeah.
So we had it banked and take it to the bank that Sean Darcy would have played last week regardless how we go, and Aaron wouldn't go, so we lost Sean. And then it's not fair just to throw in some people that aren't quite ready. So it's been disappointing. And Sean this morning, he's going to go home for a week, connect with his family and come back and get stuck in his rehab. So we need him playing senior footy. And where we're at, we'd like to experiment with both of them, but the whole summer we haven't had that chance. So he feels in pretty good shape, but those things like flying him to Melbourne business and resting up and stretching it as opposed to a small bird, he just felt a lot better. He played quite well. So, but at some point, the wear and tear will get to him. You know, he's a magnificent warrior for us, but we need to do it. It's a matter of when, you know. It's quite difficult. But Lloyd Meek and Scott Jones are getting... Michael Atness we see as a ruckman, really, but none of them had that much continuity or experience. But we need to expose them, no doubt.
So he's fine for this week?
Yeah, he's playing. Yeah, unless you know something I don't know.
Can you fast-track those guys? Is there anything you can do to...
Yeah, there is. We've got Luke Stanardica, and the difficulties when appeal, we've got Scott Jones, we've got Michael Atness and Lloyd Meek in the one team. If you share the ruck, you don't get a big run. So what we did with Luke Stanardica was put him in the next competition down, and he just rucked. You're getting 80 to 100 ruck contests for 22 weeks, and he came up after almost a year of that and played really quite well in the ruck appeal. So it might be we say to Lloyd, go and play the lower level, but you're going to get 80 ruck contests a week rather than 15 if you're sharing it up. We've had that discussion as a development group.
Do you have a time frame for Darcy yet, Ross, and how long he might be?
Yeah, it's a PCL. I think they said, did they say 6 to 8? You could help me.
They didn't have a time frame on it.
Oh, they haven't got a time frame. But some people, I saw Adam Goods play within a week, probably not as severe, but that was, you can do some stuff to get those guys through, and they were in a position to win a flag. That was 05, 06. So, was a young ruckman, long career, PCLs, but I've saw Anthony Koutafidis after PCL never been the same. So, people respond differently to them. So, until you get him moving and ruckman, Michael Gardner had a PCL, really stinted his career, and he had to have a PCL reconstruction. So, it's not a full blown tear, but it's significant, and we've got to work through it.
Have you seen the young boys, the Brayshaw, Chera and Crowden or Crowden?
Yeah, thrilled. Absolutely thrilled, in Banfield. So there's Taylor Demands in the mix this week. He was up there last week and he almost got a run. We're pretty keen to expose him, so he's a very good chance this week. But they've been good. I think the physical load just zaps their run a bit, And when the previous competition they were in, they were the A-grade athletes, but they're walking out now and they're lining up against Shuey, Whitfield, and so they're just hanging on in the athletic until you get that another preseason. But we're thrilled. They'll keep going, and Crowden in particular after the first quarter was one of our better players. So yeah, we're thrilled, and Bailey Banfield's been a real surprise packet.
Can you describe Juman for us? He's a different sort of player.
Yeah, as a footballer, he's 193. Luke Beveridge will do his research, but he's a good chance to play, but no guarantee. He's 193, 194, really. Quick, good endurance, good decision maker. Come through really skinny. He's put on about 10 kilos. So, and really started to get what it's about league footy. So you've seen our distribution in the back half with Hill, Ryan and Wilson improve and Connor Blake. And we think he sits in that category. So and we feel like... Whose phone's that one? Everyone want it? So we think he sits in that, and we haven't got many 193s like Birchland that can play short and tall, so he sits in that category. We're really pleased with his development.
Do you see him as a defender, sort of rebound defender?
Yeah, he's played all that time in Peel and on the wing. Yeah, he's a beauty.
Joel Hamling said the other day, he said himself as a tall and a small as well. Ross, do you see him playing with guys that are a fair bit smaller than him potentially?
Yeah, well, that's what he did at the Bulldogs in the grand final. So he played on Buddy, but if he went up, he could take the small. We've tended to keep him on the talls, but he can do that. His agility and speed is his real strength. He's working on his disposal, like hitting up a target, but he's a really good competitor, and he's really settled him well. His partner Lily, all that's going really well for us, so he loves being back in Perth.
Is Matt Taverner all good for this weekend? He'd train on Tuesday.
Yeah, no, he was a bit sore, but we think he'll be fine. We think he'll be fine.